Businesses in all kinds of sectors are embracing digital technologies, and the fast food industry has recently been ramping up its efforts. From new kinds of drive-through windows to working with food delivery apps, some fast food restaurants are trying to make it easier for you to have fries with that. Jonathan Mays has been looking into this trend. He's executive editor of Restaurant Business Magazine, and he joins me. And Jonathan, how are these investments and changes manifesting themselves in fast food restaurants?
Well, you're seeing this, you're seeing it with delivery. The delivery trend is very big, and it's a huge part of this. It's just a part, but we're seeing a lot of restaurant chains going big on delivery. You're also seeing a lot of mobile apps, mobile payment apps. You're seeing kiosks appearing in restaurants like McDonald's and Wendy's and Taco Bell. Also, you are seeing more curbside pickup. You're seeing new types of technology such as geolocating. Down the line, there's going to be a lot more AI in the restaurant space. We're seeing McDonald's is experimenting with AI-powered drive-throughs, for instance. McDonald's also spent $300 million to buy a company called Dynamic Yield, which is going to enable, which is sort of automated suggestive selling. So the drive-through menu boards will change based on the time of day or the weather or how busy it is and things like that. So you're seeing it manifest itself in a lot of ways.
So is this really just a matter of trying to make ordering and pickup and eating as easy and convenient as possible for consumers, thinking that that will encourage them to buy more and frequent those restaurants more often?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. There's this general trend, and it's hard to tell how long it's been going, but there's been in a general long-term trend towards more takeout and away from dining inside of restaurants. So technology in many respects and many of these efforts are sort of designed to support that, the takeout customer.
Are you finding that restaurants are having to sort of change their physical space also to accommodate this? If they're doing business a little differently, I wonder if they sort of have to change the place in which they're doing business as well.
They absolutely are. And we're seeing more of this where restaurant companies are devoting less space inside, but they might have more space devoted to pickup shelves, or they might be expanding kitchens because they want to improve speed and fewer people are in the dining area. They don't need as many seats in the dining area, so they devote more space to kitchens to give them more ability and more efficiency on that end.
With all the money that these restaurants are spending on upgrading their infrastructure, I guess, for lack of a better word, and more digital options, how is that affecting their bottom lines?
You know, that's a good question. I think a lot of these companies that are doing this are very large chains, so they've been able to use a lot of that to spend on that. So it's not having as much of an impact as you might think, because these chains are very large and they have the resources to be able to do it. Where it's bigger challenge is when you get into these smaller and smaller companies that really don't have the resources to be able to keep pace. And as we go forward and digital becomes more important, you start to wonder what happens to sort of the mid-sized chains that have to keep up with these bigger concepts, but maybe don't have some of the local love that some local restaurant companies might have.
Have you found that there are chains that are sort of resisting this and are trying to keep things sort of the way that they always have been?
Yeah, there are a number of holdouts. For the most part, we see In-N-Out, I think, is a famous one that has absolutely resisted delivery. There are definitely some executives out there that just really don't think this is something that they should do. And look, if you're adding delivery to a restaurant, you know, you lose some of the control over the customer, which is one challenge.
Is there data that looks at how consumers spend money in person versus through a drive-through versus pickup versus delivery? Like, do they spend more or less depending on how they're actually getting their food?
Yeah, so traditionally delivery and kiosk orders or mobile orders tend to have higher spending per order than your typical order. And then with mobile orders, you're spending more time looking, perusing at the menu. And, you know, if you take more time, you're more likely to order more. And so we've seen that with mobile orders and with kiosk in particular, which is one of the reasons companies are doing this. It's probably the biggest shift in restaurants' relationship to customers that we've seen since the advent of the drive-thru. And really, to put this into perspective, I was at a sandwich concept in Los Angeles called Mendocino Farms. And it was at noon, and it was during a weekday, and the parking lot outside was jammed. And this restaurant was, the dining area had very few people sitting inside of it. There was no line inside. And I met one of the concept's co-founders, and he told me that if I went online and ordered from that concept that day, that I wouldn't have been able to get a digital order for another 2 hours. So while there was no line inside the restaurant, there was a 2 hour line online. And that's just kind of where this industry is headed.
All right. That's Jonathan Mays, executive editor of Restaurant Business Magazine. Jonathan, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.